Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to the 10-Minute Marketer. I've been filling in for David Pollack. He will be back soon. In the meantime, we have the wonderful Michael Farka. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Lisa. Wonderful to be back with you.
We always have such a great time. Okay, so if you've missed any of the interviews with Michael, you can just go to the 10minutemarketer.com and please subscribe, rate, and review. It really helps out the show. There's also lots of other great interviews. All right, let's jump into this. I want to talk about some frequently asked questions when you're starting a business. Now, you have three different businesses. You have one that's a C Corp, and you have an LLC, and you have an ABC and an EFG. No, I made those up. Although, honestly, I'm so new to this that you could be like, I have a ZTY. And I'd be like, ooh, what's that? So
exactly.
Tell us about Devil's Envy Spice first. Then talk to us about your medical education business. And then talk about being a contractor and why you've chosen different ways, whether it's CS or LLC.
Right. So it's really great questions. And I think, you know, the two that I wouldn't recommend, because they're all boxes you can check on your application, would be a sole proprietorship and partnerships, because you're just really exposed from a liability standpoint. While there are some more favorable tax considerations, again, you become personally liable. So let's not even talk about those two. But corporations are interesting, you know, because they're independent, you know, legal entities that, you know, can supersede any particular owner. They're there just forever until they're closed. And you do have the protections of personal liability, but you can also get hit with, you know, a double tax, or what we call a double tax. So for my general contracting business, you know, I started as an S Corp. You know, I liked the little INC at the end of it, where you could say I'm incorporated. It
yes.
kind of has a nice ring to it.
It does.
But, you know, from a construction company, you really want to have, you know, liability protection. And so this was a nice way where I was a little forward thinking. I was thinking about growing the company. I was thinking about, you know, maybe bringing on some employees. And so you really needed to have the capacity to do so. So an S Corp has some good tax benefits and great liability protection. Better than an actual C Corp. You know, your income and your losses gets passed through, you know, to your individual tax returns. So from a tax standpoint, there's only one level of federal taxes. I know that's a little garbled and dry, but, you know, you got to know that when you're setting up a business structure. You got to talk to your accountant. You got to talk to your lawyer. You got to know those things. And so an S Corp is a decent way to go when you're thinking about a business that is going to grow in the future, maybe with employees and maybe with business partners, or if you're looking for investors. But with that, there's also paperwork. You know, you have to file articles of incorporations. You really need some expanded tax and legal services. And you got to have, like, company meetings and minutes. You know, so those are things that you just got to keep in the background when you're thinking about an S Corp. Something that's, you know, probably the melding, you know, the best of all the features from corporations and partnerships is something called LLCs. I mean, LLCs have been around forever, since the 70s. And they're the ones that give you not only the liability protection which all small business owners, entrepreneurs should be seeking. It's you never want to jeopardize your personal assets. But it also doesn't give you that double taxation. And so real short and sweet, double taxation is your company pays taxes, as well as any distributions or salaries that you may pull from the company is also taxed. So in an LLC, you're only paying that once because it gets passed through your personal returns. I hope that doesn't scare anyone off. But, you know.
So why did you choose the S Corp for the contracting business, but an LLC for the food business? Is it something to do with what those ventures are?
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, the S Corp is there, you know, for the contracting business. The idea was always that it was going to expand. So in the future take on employees. I may want to grow it. I may want to seek out some funding if I want to grow the company, pick up some equipment. So corporations, you know, can attract venture capitalists much more readily than, you know, a sole proprietor. So that's, you know, something to always think about.
Now, a sole proprietorship is different than an LLC, right? I just want to be clear.
Oh, yeah. You have personal liability towards everything. Probably the least friendly way to go. Again, any small business guy who's thinking about starting up something, or, you know, as an entrepreneur, or, you know, whatever it is, there's always, we live in such a litigious society. You know, everybody says, I'm going to sue you. You know, if you spill a hot cup of coffee on you, you know, oh, I'm going to sue the maker of the coffee. You know, whatever it is. I mean,
whatever happened to personal responsibility? Anyway, go on.
No, that's been out the window since 2000.
Yeah, apparently. Okay, so would someone go for the sole proprietorship because it seems easier in terms of taxes or setting it up, but in the long run, it sounds like it can bite you in the butt?
That is correct, and I would totally, caution you. I'm not talking anybody out of it. I'm just cautioning you that, understand the liability exposure you have when you're doing a sole proprietorship or a partnership. Now, the LLC gives you the opportunity to, protect yourself from liability, but it also, helps you a little more favorably with that taxation, and that's the big deal. So LLCs are really these wonderful little business structures where you can have the best of all those worlds. Again, I mean, there are some things you have to, there's some paperwork involved. You do need articles of organization. There are members. Not really owners, but, and if a member dies, usually the LLC goes away. You should know what's going on in your state. Some people say that, an LLC dissolves automatically, after 30 years. I don't really know, all the different states and what their rules are. But it's something you just need to pay attention to and what's going on. But an LLC, probably of all of them, if you're just thinking about, one or two, partners or three partners or five partners, but not really taking on massive amounts of employees or exposure, an LLC is a great way to go.
All right. So that's why you use that for your Devil's Envy Spice. And so you would say, too,
yes.
So it sounds like if you have some sort of food product that you want to sell and you're not planning on expanding and making it like a corporation, then that's a good plan, the LLC.
Yes. Now, there's one more letter, that doesn't really get talked about much, and that's the LLP, which is really more for professional organizations, limited liability partnership for like lawyers and doctors, accountants. Those guys will set up, the LLPs. And that's the only time you would do that is, again, for professional structures, because each individual partner has to have their own malpractice. So physicians, even though they're in this big thing, there's a group practice, but each physician individually needs to have their own malpractice insurance. So the same thing with, lawyers and accountants. They can set up LLPs.
Now, what about your medical business? And we have about 2 minutes left. What is that?
Yeah. That's also an LLC. Again, originally there was three members to it. I was one of the three. We're down to two. One of them, he decided just, wasn't for him. So we kind of restructured in and around him. Now, typically they say in the LLC, if you lose a member, the LLC gets dissolved. So it's important that when you're filing, what's called those articles of organization, to have a caveat in there that says, if one of the members leaves, that his shares can get redistributed.
Oh, I see.
So that's important. That's important.
Yeah, that is important. I was going to say, I can join if you're going to lose it. I'm happy to help.
We're happy to have you on board.
Yeah, that'd be great. Hey, I have a master in public health. I know about healthcare. We could figure this out. Michael, the time goes by so quickly, but this has been really, really great for me and I'm sure the listeners, because it can be confusing. It can be overwhelming. So in the meantime, tell us any last thoughts. We have about 40 seconds and then we're going to have you back very soon.
I appreciate that. So probably the takeaways here is the LLC in most instances is the most attractive because of the flexibility, the liability protection, and the most tax friendly. I would also know your local laws. That's very important. And in most instances, I would absolutely consult with your accountant. And even a lawyer, just ask the question, what do you think if you're unsure of local laws? I mean, everything's on the internet now, but you really need to know. And sometimes just a quick call to your accountant or a lawyer can help you with that. So that would be my big three takeaway.
And give us some websites where people can find out more about you and your awesome businesses.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. So probably on social media. You can find Devil's Envy is the most popular on Twitter. My handle is at Devil's Envy Spice. You can also find me personally at M Farka. And Devil's Envy Spice is www.devilsenvyspice.com.
Fantastic. Everybody should try it. It is awesome. I want to thank everyone for listening to the 10 Minute Marketer. Please check us out. You can go to at 10 Minute Marketer on Twitter. You can also find us on Facebook. And please rate and review the podcast. It makes a big difference. Thanks for listening, everyone.